This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoor Show. All right, let's head down Port O'Connor way now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Lynn Smith, see what he's doing this morning. Morning, Lynn. What's up?
Oh, man, just kind of relaxing, kicking back. I survived
Long
Saturday,
week.
So. Yeah, survived Saturday. I was hoping for a little rain yesterday, but I don't think we got any.
Yeah, it just depended on where you were at. Some got it, some didn't. I didn't get much. I got a little bit. I won't complain. A tenth of an inch is better than nothing.
Oh, we need some. We need some.
But I sure needed about 2 to 4 inches.
Yeah, we could use it here. It just went around us.
Yeah, it did the same thing here. It split me.
Man. Yeah, we need it. It was dark. Boy, it was dark to the north, and I thought, oh, boy, it's coming.
Uh-huh.
Well, I looked at radar, and it just went around us.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, my goodness. But anyway, yeah, yesterday I went in a speedy stop about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
I said, oh, my goodness, you talk about a zoo. It was a zoo. And I said, the cashiers, I said, oh, my goodness. I said, this is a zoo. She said, yeah, there's 4 tournaments today. I said, oh, my goodness. They had the Speedy Stop kids tournament yesterday. Well, you can imagine what it was like.
Right.
I mean, oh, my goodness, man. And so there were 4 tournaments going on yesterday. So yeah. There were boats.
Professional
boats
Redfish Series in Port Aransas. And you got the big TIFF tournament going on down in Isabel, you know, South Padre.
Yeah.
And there was something up here in Galveston. I don't know. There was a big ladies tournament somewhere. So I don't know, man. I can't keep up with them.
Oh, man.
Take your pick.
No. No. No way. No way. Yeah. Monday I had.
But Americans aren't competitive, you know. Bull corn. Everybody's
no.
competitive.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Monday I had 3 guys and we were waiting a reef. And we were catching trout and throwing plastic. And I caught a trout that, typical, you know, you could tell Porpoise had grabbed him. You could,
right,
you
had
could
the
see
stripes
the way
on him?
Oh, you could see the bite mark on him, you
uh-huh.
know. And you could tell how that Porpoise had grabbed him. And it actually almost taken a chunk out of him on one side, you know.
Right.
But he was still kicking at me. He still ate. he ate that plastic. But I released him. But he was still kicking. And caught some pretty decent fish. But anyway, it was kind of funny. Sunday, I had a guy, his son, that we caught the redfish. Took them redfishing, and then they were friends of mine. One of my neighbors. It was her son and her grandson, and I fished them on Sunday. And then one of these other guys here in town, Curtis Cash, he fished them on Monday, and he fished them with croakers, and they caught their trout. And then they went triple tail fishing, and that young man is 15 years old. He caught two triple tail. One of them was tagged.
Well, I'll be darned. How about that? A tagged triple tail.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not in the Star tournament.
No, it wasn't the Star. No.
What a
that's
bummer.
The first thing when I tell people that, I tell, hey, yeah, that boy caught a tag triple tail. And they go, oh, well, he went a boat. I said, no.
No, not this year.
No. No.
Well, if we don't ever get trout back in there, maybe they can put a triple tail division in there or something.
Well, I bet they will eventually. I bet they will.
There have been a lot of triple tail caught this year. It's,
yes, it has.
Seen a lot of photos. I mean, a lot of nice ones, like in the 17, 18, 19-pound range.
Oh, yeah. You know, one year I'd been out in the surf, and I'd gone out in the surf, and I'd gone north toward Matagorda, and there was a lot of sargassum weed in the surf. And when I came back in, and I came back in through the jetties, and just as I came into the bay system, my sargassum was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And as I came back in the bay, there was sargassum, big clumps of sargassum everywhere. And triple tail were under it everywhere. Everywhere you looked were triple tail.
Just floating under that. That's something how they do that.
Oh, yeah.
And just turn on their side and just float under it in that shade.
Yeah, sure do. Yep. Awesome. I know some guys that he takes a sheet of plywood out there and floats a sheet of plywood, and at a certain, you know, he'll mark a GPS marking, mm-hmm. And then goes back and fishes it, and he catches triple tail like that. But any kind of shade, any kind of shade, boy, it'll attract them. It's amazing. But anyway, I was fishing some guys one day. We were fishing around some poles, and I looked over. Boy, you could see this triple tail man. He was coming up, and he was bumping these poles. He was cruising around those poles, man. He was working them, but I couldn't get these guys to cast over anywhere near them. You know, you got to be semi accurate, you know, and these guys couldn't do it. They just couldn't reach him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh man, I wanted them to catch that triple tail.
Well,
but because that's a prize, boy. That is a prize.
It is. You know, sometimes they'll eat, sometimes they won't. I mean, it's just pretty crazy. Biggest one I ever caught was off of a dead gaff top. You know how the shrimpers are, you know, their bycatch will kill a big gaff top. And I'm just running across the bay going from point A to point B, and I drive by this dead gaff top and look under it, and there's this huge triple tail laying sideways under it. And I spun the boat around, put the troll motor down, eased up there and flipped the bait in there, boom, on a paddle tail, and caught it. It was 18 pounds.
Man. I was wading a flat one day. We were catching redfish, and I was wading a flat, and one of my customers said, "What's that up there?" And it was a triple tail on his side, just cruising around on this flat with the redfish. Yeah. And I said, "Man, that's a triple tail." I said, "Cast up there to him." And I had a white gulp shrimp, and I tied it on, and that triple tail was moving. Boy, he was on a mission. You know, he was easing along, going away from us. And so we were wading pretty quick. We were getting after it, trying to catch up to him. And I cast that gulp shrimp right in front of him, and boy, he dove down after it, and I hooked him, and boy, he took off, and he was about, he's probably 10 pounds or so. And I had him on for just a few seconds, and it came loose. I said, "Darn, man, I lost that triple tail." In a few minutes, here he came back up on the surface. And you could see him just fending along on the surface. But he's way out there. And we never could catch up to him. But you could see him out there. But boy, that would have been a prize, I'll guarantee you.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, boy. Man, I wanted that triple tail bass.
A lot of guys, they just strictly ride around and fish for them, you know, especially along the beachfront.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get the calm days where you can, you know, take your bay boat out there and run. They carry live shrimp with them and just free shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tommy Koontz is real good at that.
Yeah, I remember Koontz he used to do that a lot in Matagorda, didn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, Koontz was real good at it. I talked to him yesterday.
Did you? How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing good. He's doing good. I had a long talk with him, and hadn't talked to him in a while. And I checked in on him to see how he's doing. But same old Koontz, you know.
Yeah, old Tommy boy.
Yeah, Tommy boy. Yeah. We used to have a lot of fun at the fishing shows.
Yeah.
He'd come over, sit in my booth, and we'd talk a lot, have a good time, but talk a lot of tales, I'll tell you. I'd go way back. But speaking of that, Kevin Cochran sent me a copy of his new book, and I like, you know, talking to Kevin. We talk about old times, you know, way back when, and old friends, you know, catching these old big trout. Boy, it brings back a lot of memories, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know, you go way back. Really does. And I know you do the same thing. You know, you talk about your old buddies and, mm-hmm. and getting on those big trout. Boy, it brings back old memories, you know?
It does. It's, you can talk all day about stuff like that.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, everything we've experienced over the years, and you look back at all of it. So what's Kevin Cochran doing now?
Well, he just he wrote a new book, and he sent a copy to me. It's called Active Tracks, a collection of angling chronicles. And it's not a big book, but it I just started reading it, and and he talks about a little bit about Jesse Arsola, and at the first part of it, I got into it a little bit. But yeah. I fished with Jesse a couple of times, just, you know, friends. We were just fishing with him.
Right.
I fished with him in Baffin one time, and then in Port O'Connor, Matagorda. But I remember old Jesse got... he got Vibrio one time.
Yeah, the Vibrio got him down there in your backyard, I think.
Yeah, in Matagorda, I think.
Well, maybe it was Matagorda. Yeah, it was Matagorda. And, well, that's close to your backyard next door.
Yeah.
But, I think he skinned his shin or something on his leg on the boat trailer that morning.
No, I think he reached in the live well or something and just and got pricked on his hand. And got Vibrio.
Goodness.
But, it doesn't take much, you know. It really doesn't. But, Jesse was a character. He really was a character. But Jesse died pretty young.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I don't remember how old he was, but he was pretty young.
He was younger than we are. I mean, he died a while back.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Guide life.
Yep, and that's the truth. Hard life. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I tell everybody, I said, man, I get up early, and I go to bed early, and I get up early. Yeah, you know, that's the guy's life.
You got to get your rest.
On my days off, my body doesn't realize I'm off. You know, I'm going to get up early anyway.
Yeah.
It just happens. It's kind of funny because people on the street, they'll say, hey, come over and we're going to have a little dinner and a cocktail.
Maybe back in the day, not now, man.
Yeah. It's
not
past
if you
my
have
bedtime.
Fish next day.
Yeah, it's past my bedtime. Yeah, but
I'm surprised we're all still alive after that Troutmaster circuit that I had.
Oh, my goodness.
If that would have went on another 10 years, everybody would be dead from that. Boy, that,
Isn't that the truth?
Talk about burning the midnight oil.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, buddy. Oh, I know. Yeah, I went down to Baffin, and Coons talked me into going, coming down to Baffin and fishing with them. And they had a little tournament going on down there, so I went down there. And oh, man. Yeah, that was ugly. That was ugly.
Isn't it something where everybody gets away for the weekend? They try to get it all in two nights. And it.
I know.
Can you imagine? Might as well call in sick on Mondays because you're worthless. You can't do your job.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, man. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And I tell everybody, I say, man, y'all need to fish hard on Saturday and then, you know, relax on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Party time.
They all come down and think they need to party hard, boy, you know.
Yeah.
Friday night,
guiding deer hunters, they're the same way, man. They first get to the deer camp, they're going to go to the bottom the first night for sure.
They do. They do.
A lot of them don't
go to bed. They don't go to bed.
Well, they do the next night.
Yes, they do.
All right, let me knock this break out, Lynn. I'll be right back at you, bud. Hang on.
All right, man.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Bronze Roofing. You know, folks, Bronze Roofing has been in business 38 years, and they specialize in new roofs and repairs with free estimates, and they're open 7 days a week. You can call them anytime. That's 7 days a week. Call them anytime. You can get seen the same day for quick service. And each roof comes with a 15-year warranty, and Bronze works with your insurance company. It makes it so much easier on you when they handle a lot of those things for you. It's kind of a nagging thing, but they guide their customers through the process. So visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com, or you can call them at 713-645-0505. That's 713-645-0505. Bronze Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:20. All right, let's talk some more with Lynn Smith. All right, Lynn, we're back, man.
Yeah, man. It won't be long. It'll be deer season. It's getting there. Getting close. We're getting close.
Yep,
and,
it is.
I guarantee you. I called the ranch manager down there at George West, and they were filling protein feeders again. And they bring in an 18-wheeler and start filling those feeders, you know. And it's amazing. Topping those protein feeders off again. Of course, they filled them. They've already filled them once, you know. They filled them when those deer shed their antlers. And then they topped them off again.
When they start growing new ones, is that the best time to shoot that protein to them when they're developing their horns?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. As soon as they start dropping those horns, and that's when you want a protein pump the protein to them and then keep it going, you know. And they really produce the horns. You know, that ranch, when these guys started leasing that ranch, the best deer that they killed the first year on that ranch was like a 154 or something like that.
Right.
And then now, I mean, there's some really good deer on there, buddy.
I've seen some pictures of you, man. It just curlers.
Oh yeah.
Heart attack bucks. Rough. Talk about buck fever. Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I saw one that. Oh my goodness. You know, I had a kid up in a tripod with me. We're sitting there looking at a management deer that was in a pen, and we're sitting there with binoculars and we're looking at him, you know, and I looked over to my right and there was a buck coming down the Sendera, and he was coming to that pen is what he was coming to. And he had big old chocolate horns and it about probably 24, 25 inches wide and real heavy horned. And he was just walking along real slow, right along the edge of the brush, you know? And I looked at that buck and I turned to that kid that I had with me up in that tripod and I said, don't move. And he went, what? and that buck just stopped. And then he just kind of lowered his head and turned and walked into the brush real slow. And we never saw him again.
Amazing.
Oh, he was a hoss, man. I'm telling you what. Oh, he'd bring tears to your eyes, man.
Oh, and a big deer like that will ruin your whole season because you'll see it and you'll spend the rest of the season hunting that particular deer and never see him again.
That's right. It's like a ghost, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's the fact. There was a deer that we saw from the helicopter. And you know, we knew he hung out in this one area. And we even put a stand up in that area to hunt that deer and never got him. Never got him. And when one of the hunters that we showed that picture of that deer, he got a glimpse of him, but couldn't get a shot at him. But we never got that deer. I mean, you know, it was a deer that you say, oh my goodness, you know, that deer is a hoss.
Right.
I'll have to send you a picture of him from the helicopter. I mean, this deer is heavy, heavy horned, and you know, it's one of these deers that you just really want, you know. And we put a stand up just to hunt that one deer, and nobody ever got that deer.
You know, I saw a doe this morning coming to work, standing on the side of the road, just right there in the low part of the ditch. I thought it was a coyote when I first saw the eyes, you know. With the headlights. Got closer to just standing there looking at me when I drove by. I said, look at here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't like leaving Port O'Connor in the dark if I'm going to go someplace.
Or you can hit a deer down there pretty easy.
Ooh, big time. And we've got those sandbar deer, too. And, buddy, you hit one of those, it'll total you.
Yeah,
it'll
you're done. You might as well hit a horse.
That's right. That's right. So here a while back, I was going somewhere. Oh, I was going to Fort Worth to pick my daughter up.
Right.
And I wanted to leave early, you know, but I said, man, I don't want to leave in the dark. So I left right as the break of day. And luckily, it was just light enough I could see. And sure enough, as I was leaving, I saw a sandbar doe standing on the side of the road. Oh, my goodness. You know, if it would have been dark and I go by that doe, oh, my goodness. You talk about ruining your whole day if she'd step out in the road. I mean, those deer are big. I mean, they're like an elk, you know. I mean, they're big. And people hit them all the time. I see them on the side of the road dead. And you know good and well that totals the car. It's got to.
Yeah, how much do those things weigh?
I'd say they weigh probably 500 or 600 pounds.
Yeah.
You know.
That's enough. Especially
yeah, that's
the way
enough.
Vehicles are made nowadays.
Oh, they just fold up, you know.
Yeah.
They definitely fold up. It was so funny. We had a coffee shop over here, the Josie's Mini Mart, when it was open. And we were sitting in there one morning drinking coffee, and there was a guy came running in. He came running in and said, there's an elk. We saw an elk down the road here. It was an elk on the side of the road. And we just started laughing. I said, no, that's not an elk. That was a sambar. And he said, a what? I said, it's a sambar deer. It's like an elk. It looked like an elk. But it's
not. Well, I remember there used to be a herd of elk on the Louisiana side over at Sabine Lake.
Oh, really?
It's running wild over there. Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man. I'll tell you what.
I was fishing over there one day down by, on the Louisiana side by Lighthouse Cove, and I said, boys, am I crazy, or is that an elk right there? And then we got the binoculars out, and it had a big old rack on it. I said, look at that.
Hmm.
And then we saw a couple of cows, and I said, well, there's elk over here. And then I, you know, got talking to locals. They said, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them over there just running around.
Yeah. Yeah, I was waiting that Powderhorn shoreline over here at one time with some guys from Louisiana. I'll never forget it. Young guys out of Louisiana were waiting that shoreline catching trout. And I looked up on that bluff, and, boy, there was a big old axis buck up on that bluff, had a big old rack on him. I said, guys, look at that axis. Look at that axis deer. And, boy, this young guy out of Louisiana went, oh, my goodness. He said, do they hunt that ranch? I said, no, they don't hunt it. I said, it gets poached a lot. And that young Louisiana boy, his eyes lit up. He said, really? I said, yeah. I could see it in his eyes, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I could see it in his eyes. Yeah.
You're ready to feed the family.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's a big old axis buck. Now you can hunt that ranch. You know, you can get a draw on it. They actually have draw hunts on the Powderhorn now. You can put in for a draw. But goodness, I mean, there's so many people put in for that. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hunt on that Powderhorn. Well, no, you can't blame them, because you can get to shoot an axis or a sandbar or a whitetail, you know. I mean, man, this is in our back door, you know. And a friend of mine, he was working in Houston, and he'd come down here on the weekends, and he came down, and one of his trees, the bark and limbs were broken on one of his trees, and he said, some kid has been playing in my yard and tearing up my tree. And, boy, he was mad, you know. He said, I'm going to catch that kid, find out who's doing it. So he put a trail camera up. Well, the next weekend when he came back, the tree was all torn up again and everything. He looked at his trail camera, and it was a sambar deer that was raking his horns on that tree. Well, he called Parks and Wildlife, and he said, can I shoot this sambar? They said, sure. Sure, there's no regulation on them. You can shoot them. There's no season or anything.
No season, nothing. That's it.
That's it. So he did. He shot that big sandbar. And he hung it in a locker, walk-in cooler. And he let it hang for about 2 weeks. And because I've heard pros and cons about the meat.
Yeah.
Some people say it's good. Some people say it's bad. But he said he let it hang, let it cure for about 2 weeks. And he said it was fantastic.
Really? I'll return.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard much on the table fare of them either way. When we come back from this break, I just got a text from a listener who said, could you, Lynn, explain your preferred method of retrieving a fat boy, corky fat boy? So we can talk about that when we come back. Let me knock this break out, Lynn. I'll be right back at you, bud. Hang with me.
All right, man.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, and they're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display, and they have their regulators, diffusers right there. They refill your bottles at the store. But if you need more info on it, just give old Jason Cogman a call at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught. And their Cajun Grill next door puts out some really good food and their Santa Fe location. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 5:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we're back. So we got a corky presentation. Fat boy.
Well, yeah, fat boy. I work at like a wounded fish mainly. You know, I twitch my rod tip. I'll twitch it and then I drag it just a little bit. I'll drag it and then I'll twitch it again. I'll drag it, and depends on how deep the water is.
True.
You know,
that's the point.
That's the main thing. You know, as to just how deep it is, and what kind of bottom condition you got. Over here we've got a lot of grass,
right.
So. You know, I got to keep it out of that grass. So, and I'm throwing in the guts, stuff like that, that are a lot of grass bottoms. So I'm keeping it, trying to keep it up out of that grass. So I'll keep my rod tip up. I'm twitching that bait and then dragging it. We'll keep my rod high and I drag it a little bit. I twitch it again, keep it up. I throw a slow sinker. I don't throw a floater. I throw a slow sinker.
Right.
But that's basically what I throw. And
pretty much cut and dried, really. I mean, that's put a lot of action on it. You want it to look like a injured shad, you know, or like a pinfish or croaker look. You know, it's got that wide body. And
a wounded fish. A wounded shad.
Jig it, get it sideways, stop it, let it flutter a little bit, work it back up. And I'll banana nose and tail that fat boy too. I'll put a pretty good bow in it where you can get all that dig, and you know, you'll jig it one time, it'll dig down, then you jig it another time and it'll turn on its side and come up. Just make it look like something's hit it and it's dying and easy prey. And those big trout come in there and suck it in like no tomorrow. Our little trout like will, too. I mean, everything will eat a fat boy.
Think like a wounded fish.
That's it. Injured bait fish, man.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. And then remember, try to remember what you did.
Yeah.
You know, to get that strike. That's right.
You know, we try to, you know, make all this so complicated sounding, but pretty much anywhere... Any bait I'm working, whether it's a soft plastic jig or a mirror lure or a corky or, you know, any of these baits, it's pretty much the same action. I'm still doing the rod tip twitching and gliding and sliding and, you know, I mean, you don't have to get too technical with it. If they want it, they're going to come get it.
Yeah, and I try everything. You know, I'll try different things till I find something they want, you know.
I think it's more, you know, the presentation is more in the strike zone, the water depth, the column you're fishing in. That's probably more important than anything else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Sometimes they want it up shallow. Sometimes they want it deeper, you know.
How many times have you thrown a fat boy, as soon as it hits the water, it just swims off down a trout's mouth, man. I mean,
it was funny. Monday, we were throwing plastic, and I'd been doing good lately on chicken on chain. That'd been the color that I'd been throwing and doing well on. I couldn't buy a bite. I just couldn't buy a bite where I was fishing. So I was going through my bag, and so I thought, you know, I'm going to throw good old red and white.
Yeah.
You know, good old reliable red and white. Man, it was almost every cast. They were eating red and white up. I thought, all right, red and white. Well, anyway, we moved and went somewhere else, and the fish, the second place I went, they wouldn't touch red and white. But they just jump all over chicken on a chain.
Amazing.
You know, isn't that something?
It is.
Yeah.
A little different water density or clarity or what have you, you know?
Yeah. Well, actually, the clarity was better you know, the second place I went.
Right.
And so the chicken on a chain with the chartreuse tail worked better there than the red and white did. Oh, it was crazy. Crazy.
I was talking to old Larry Higgins yesterday. We talked on the phone for over an hour. You know, the Kelly Wiggler guy.
Yeah.
And that's what he was doing was they were dipping shrimp tails.
You know,
old school stuff that still works. I was fishing with him the other day, and I put on a smoke Kelly Wiggler with a chartreuse tail. I think I caught six or seven in a row with it. Just boom, bam, boom. Old school.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I promise you, those tails had to be 30 years old. I've been in my tackle room,
yeah.
And I found a little bag of them and said, man, I'm going to throw them in my bag. Do a little old school fishing tomorrow. They still work.
Oh, I can.
We're the ones that change. The fish don't change. The baits don't change. We change.
No, that's right. That's exactly
something
right.
New. You know, we're the biggest suckers in the world. I mean, a new bait comes out, we just got to have it. Got to buy it and got to throw it. Figure out how to fish with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're not cheap. You know?
No, they're not.
They're not cheap.
That's why we're always broke. Hunting and fishing. Worst habit.
That's
worse
right.
than a drug habit.
Oh, I know. I know.
But it's better for you. It's better for you.
Oh,
fishing
yeah.
and hunting is better
oh.
for you. No doubt.
Oh, yeah. God almighty. I know. But, you know, I'm the world's worst, man. I've got so many plastics. I've got so many plastic baits. It's incredible. But I bet you there's a handful of them that I use, you know, just a handful. But depending on the light conditions and the sun or it's overcast or whatever, you know, I'm going to use a certain bait or what the water conditions, what the, you know, the color of the water, whatever. But I've just got my favorites, you know. And
right.
I never forget, I had one customer that I went to Baffin with, and he was standing about 30 yards from me, and he was absolutely just smoking them. And I couldn't buy a bite what I had been catching them on. And finally, I waded over to him, and I said, what in the world are you throwing, man? What are you throwing? And you would have never guessed the color that he was throwing that you would catch the fish on that bait. And this was back when that brown tide was there, you
right.
know? And you think, oh, my goodness, you'd never guess to throw that color in that tide. You would never guess to throw that. I said, you got any more of those? He said, yeah. And he gave me one, and I put it on the first cast I was hooked up. I mean, just insane.
Crazy.
Insane color. Yeah.
No explanation for it. None whatsoever.
No. So, you know, I carry a lot of different color baits because you never know. I had three guys wading a reef one day over near the ship channel, and they were throwing all different kinds of colors, and so was I. And I had this one particular plastic bait that I pulled out of my bag, and I said, I'm going to try this. I hadn't even tried it before. And I tied it on. It was Evercast. And I said, guys, get over here. I said, let me give you one of these. They want this. And they said, oh, my goodness. I mean, where'd you get this? You know, and I said, I was at the fishing show. And I said, this looked really good. And I said, it's working. They want this. And, man, I'll tell you what. And that bait has produced well for me.
Right.
In Port O'Connor. And so I gave a guy here, one of my customers, I gave him a bag of them. And anyway, about a week later, I called him and I said, you still have those baits I gave you? And he said, yeah. Why? I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to come over and get those baits back from you because
I don't want you.
Yeah, I don't want you carrying them around and just kind of weighting you down. You don't need those baits. He said, you caught something on them, didn't you? I said, no. I said, you know, there's no sense in you carrying them. You know, they're not any good.
They're not any good. Don't worry about them.
Yeah,
Forget we ever had this conversation.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody, by the way.
Yeah. He said, you nailed them on, didn't you? I said, yes, I did.
Hey, we were fishing the whales one year in Trinity Bay, and this is the weirdest thing. And Hal Friermuth figured this out, but he came in that evening and he said, hey, man, you won't believe what them fish are really eating good on them whales out there. I said, what's that? He said, candy corn. I said, come on. I said, I don't have any candy corn. I think there were in Kelly Wigglers, and it was a yellow bait with an orange tail.
It looked like the candy corn.
Hey, for that month of August that summer, it was 10 to 1 on any other color you would throw. And that's the last time we ever caught them on candy corn. We tried it every year. It never worked again. But it worked that one summer. Good Lord.
They sent me a bag of those one time.
Remember those? They were ugly,
yes.
Man.
I know it. And I got out of the boat, and I gave one of my customers that bag. He said, what do they call these? I said, they call them candy corn. And I said, I haven't thrown them. I said, try these. And I'll never forget, he'd be out there waiting, and he'd hook up, and he'd turn around, and he'd holler, candy corn, and he'd be bowed up. I said, oh, my goodness. And he wouldn't give anybody else one of them. And they worked, and that's the last time I think they've ever been thrown. That was it. Candy corn.
Yep.
I've never thrown one. Never have.
No, we did that one year. That was, I don't know, back in the 80s, I guess. Somewhere in that time frame. My gosh, how time's flown by.
You know, something else that I haven't thrown in years was lime truce.
Yeah.
And in the spring, that was a killer.
That's good bait up here year-round. For whatever reason, you know, our water's a little more denser. We don't get the extreme clarity like y'all do. But, I mean, basically, I'm gonna throw red. I'm going to throw purple, some black or smoke, you know, something like that, and the dark baits. And then I'm going to have some pearl and some chartreuse. I mean, those five colors right there in Galveston Bay system, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're going to work in just about all conditions.
Well, I had two guys one day. We're way down. You know, we're way down by Ayers Dugout, and we're waiting at shoreline. And I said, guys, I said, this is what they're wanting. I had lime truce, and this one guy said, "Well, I'm gonna throw plum and white." I said, "Okay," and this other guy said, "All right, I'm gonna throw red and white." Said, "All right," but they're really wanting this lime truce, and they went, "Oh, okay." They were gonna fish a little tournament the next day, so we're wading down the shoreline, and I'm stringing about the seventh or eighth trout, you know, and they hadn't had the first bump, and. One of them said, you got any more of that lime truce? And I said, you know, the farther we get from the boat, the more expensive
they cost. You got that right.
I said, I told you what they wanted.
No, but, and, you know, that gets me. They book a guide for his knowledge and expertise and all that, and you get out there and they throw the total opposite of what you tell them they need to be throwing.
I know it.
I've seen it happen a million times.
Me too. Me too.
I don't know whether they're trying to compete with us or prove us wrong. I don't know what it is, but I see it more than, you know, they'll go against the grain instead of going with the grain.
I mean, I know it.
If I come down there with you or go with Cliff or somebody and y'all tell me, hey, man, they're eating grasshoppers, you might want to stop and catch you some, get your butterfly net out. Yeah. Bring some grasshoppers. I'm bringing them. I mean, that's just
sure.
They're fishing those waters every day. They know what the fish are biting, and that's what I'm gonna throw.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I agree with you.
Never leave your wingman. Don't just wait off from your guide. He's wading down that shoreline and working a certain depth for a reason. He knows where those fish are. Don't go way out deep or go way in shallow. If he's at waist deep, you better stay there with him. Because that's what fish are.
Don't ever leave the guide.
Never leave your wingman.
No. No, exactly. Exactly. I agree with you. Yeah. That always amazes me how somebody will just take off on their own. They just take off on their own.
Out in the wild blue yonder, never been on that shoreline in their life. They don't know where the structure's at or where the right potholes are or reef or anything. And just winging it.
Yeah, take off. And, yep, I agree. But it happens, though, all the time, I guarantee you. And you go, where's he going?
That's why, you know, to really put people on fish, that's why I like to be in the boat. Because they're kind of up high. And if they wear good polarized sunglasses, they can see what you're doing. Especially when I'm open water fishing slicks, mud boils, like that. And or any kind of structure. And when I'm running the trolling motor, I can say, hey, throw right there. See that last slick that came up? Throw above it. Don't throw behind it or the side up. Throw above it. Those fish are moving in that direction. And that just because that slick's sitting right there, those fish are already 20 feet past that or 20 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Oh, man. I had this one guy. It was funny. This one guy would bring his customer, and his customer, he just had trouble catching fish. This guy it was funny. And we were in the surf, and his customer went one direction, and this customer of mine and I went the other. And we caught all our fish. This back to the limit was 10, and we caught all our fish. And we get back on the boat, and we go to pick his customer up. And we go idling up there, and I put the trolling motor down, and I'm easing up there toward him, and my customer walked up on the bow of my boat, and he said, how many you got? And he said, 8. And my customer had a car key on, and he just fires that car key over that guy's shoulder and stuck about a 23-inch trout. And he reels him in. He said, you need one more, man. And the next cast, he threw over him again, stuck another trout about 20 inches, reeled him in, and said, you're done. Get
you're
on the
done.
Boat.
Let's get out of here. We're finished.
Yeah. You're done. Get on the boat. That was hilarious. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Yeah, we see it all. We could write a real good book.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not ready to die yet. Usually when you write that book, it's over.
No. Uh-oh.
That's what they say.
No.
I'll get around to it one of these days.
Man. Yeah, we could write a good one, I'll guarantee you.
Well,
I think we've seen it all. No doubt about
that. Seen quite a bit. It's seeing less nowadays, the older I get. Less I see.
Oh, gosh.
Because I'm just, I can't, you know, erase what's in my head and what I've seen in the past. And it's hard. I mean, you gauge everything by that because you were at that level and had the fishery that just, oh, man, people just.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for these younger guys to realize what we experienced. Compared to now.
Oh, and, I know.
It's hard for them to register that in their brain till you break out the box, shoe boxes full of pictures of all these giant fish. And then they go, oh, my gosh. Well, no wonder we don't have any more. Well, no, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Three generations of trout. We didn't hurt them. We couldn't hurt them. There was too many to hurt. But it was, you know, it was still fishing. It was still tough. You still had to figure them out. Even when you had all those fish, there was days you couldn't get them to bite. You just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Just like now.
Well, but you didn't have the boats on the water either, like we have now.
Oh, and
you didn't have the, the boats.
Trinity Bay was Trinity Bay, crowded back in the day. I mean, it was just.
Oh, yeah.
And the big deal for people then were, you know, the big reefs. They'd congregate on those, and there was just so many fish on them that everybody just stayed put. And I was able to run free and do my different style of fishing while they were fishing another way, and it didn't. But, there was hundreds of boats would launch every day in Trinity Bay. It was pretty crazy.
Oh, you know, I fished there one time, and a friend of mine, I had come to Houston, and he called me. He said, come on. He said, come with me and let's fish Trinity Bay. And so I went down there. We launched at the head of Trinity Bay, and we ran down that shoreline. And I've never seen so many white fish one in my life.
Yeah, that was down that east side, Manawack, Smith Point side.
Yep.
And that was a wade fisherman's paradise back in the day. 80% of that you can't even wade anymore. It's so deep. It's all eroded away.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there were so many wade fishermen, I've never seen anything like it.
I've seen lineups of 300 people, and everybody, you can see the fish coming, the big schools.
Oh, my goodness.
Rods bending for as far as you could see.
Yeah. Well, that was the first and last time I fished it. Yeah. I wasn't used to seeing that many people, you know.
Yeah.
I was used to coming down here. I was used to fishing here where I'd go down on the shoreline down there toward Panther and Ayers and all that and never see another boat all day, you know.
Say that now. Fort O'Connor, man. That was so funny. James and I talked to him last weekend. He called it Chatterville because all the chatterweights and croaker boats and all that. He said he'd never seen anything like that in his life.
Oh, I can imagine.
All right, man.
Yeah, it's.
I got to roll. I could keep going for days. You and I could. Oh. But, Lynn, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you, man, give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
Yes, sir, man. They get me at 361-935-6833.
All right, my friend. Lynn, have a good weekend. What's left of it? I'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right, man. Sounds good. Have a good one.
Later. All right, man. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.